regular Board of Education meeting to order at 6:00 on Wednesday, August 16th. Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I always catch your scent, it's a big day.
Brenda, absent, Ide here, Cherry.
Here.
Idwell.
Here.
Todd.
Here.
Greasy.
Here.
How do we say your name?
Yeah.
Greasy.
Greasy.
It is greasy.
Three different times.
Every time I change it, because I'm not sure.
And Mike Fry. Approval of agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, motion passed. Item five, consider motion to approve consent agenda, minutes of regular meeting, July 19th, 2023, and general fund vouchers and financial reports.
I'll make a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes, July 19th, 2023, general fund vouchers, voids 105340, 105129 for $3,295. ACH 232400007 through 232400010 for $30,601.65. Checks 105410 through 105512 for $396,698.86. Wire transfers 202300001 through 202300014 for $360,739.90. Total $788,040.41.
I second.
Motion made and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion passed. Item six, public input. No public input. Seven, correspondence recognition.
With the completion of another audit, I would like to thank our district office staff for their work to provide all the information to the auditors as well as answer their questions. This is a very involved process where many reports and specific information is needed by the auditors. So, thank you.
Eight, reports, administrative reports. Kelly?
All right. At the July board meeting, the board had asked that we look into the electronic board packets. Mr. Schramm and I have looked into this and are working towards offering electronic board packets to board members who would like them. We'll supply the board members with a Chromebook for viewing the board packets at home, with the expectation of bringing the Chromebook to board meetings for viewing materials during the meetings also. Board members who would prefer a paper packet, they will still be available. When we are ready to roll out the electronic board packets, board members will be notified. Okay, so that was a future agenda item. I didn't feel like it needed, but I give that update. In service, we'll begin with new staff on Monday, August 21st. All staff will report for the start of the school year Monday, August 28th. In service activities will continue through Friday, September 1st. In service activities will include all staff training and reminders on threat assessments as well as building and school safety. District-wide open house is Thursday, August 31st from 3:30 till 6 p.m. Monday, August 28th, the board is also invited to join staff and retirees for lunch at 12:15 in the middle high school auditoria. With in-service, we do our staff awards, and this year we have quite a few staff awards, service awards that have been here for a long time, so I just kind of want to call those out and recognize them so you guys are aware. Staff members with 25 years of service, we have Ann Marlott, Ryan Reichart, Jen Celine, and Tony Spalding. Staff with 20 years is Missy Gerzinski. 15 years, we have Tom White, Leah Osterberg, and Colleen Zeitler. 10 years, we have Shane Graves, Brett Myers, Darren Sommerfeld, Jani Marsalek, and Mahala Harkoff. And 5 years of service, Sean Christensen, Laura Turk, Sarah Jones, Lenny Lutzo, and Shelly Weeding. So those will all be recognized at in-service also. And finally, just kind of a update for you guys. We received a resignation from our middle school counselor today. With it being within the 24-hour window for updating for board, we did not obviously change the agenda, but I just wanted to make you aware of it because we do plan to add a special meeting before the budget hearing to accept that, but in the meantime, in order to find a replacement in a timely manner, we'll post the position. We probably won't have a name by the time we have that annual meeting on the 28th, but just wanted to update you guys on that one. Not from me, but I have Jeff's too. Yep. All right, Mr. Rollins. The custodial crew is making its final push to get ready for the 2023-2024 school year. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got that one down.
One person.
I didn't put it on mine either. I feel bad not recognizing them, but I know it's going to be redundant. Classrooms have been torn apart and put back together again, and hallways look beautiful, being newly waxed. I have heard many compliments about how nice the building looks, and I would like to commend Tom White and the entire custodial staff for doing such an excellent job once again this summer. The new school year is rapidly approaching. Here, he stole mine. New teacher in service will take place next Monday with two new staff members in the middle high school. Stephanie Folsky, who will be replacing Deb Tomaszewski in the special education department, and Christy Miller, who will be taking over for Brett Myers, who's replacing Jim Kirchberg in the high school social studies department. The rest of the staff will report for in-service from August 28th through the 31st. Open house will take place on August 31st, 3:30 to 6 p.m. Students' first day will be on September 5th. And last one, this is a little bit different one. We are excited to be welcoming two foreign exchange students to Curvis High School during the 2023-24 school year. I'm probably going to say this wrong. I'm going to say Neely, N-E-L-E, is a sophomore female sophomore from Germany, and Daniel is a male sophomore from Spain. We hope that they have a great year with us this year. We haven't had a foreign exchange student in a few years.
Yeah.
So. It's good.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
This is Dana.
July 10th and 12th, a group of teachers met and worked on revamping the report cards for grades 4K through 3rd. The report cards are now standards-based and will have a new grading scale that aligns with the Wisconsin Forward exam. The new grading scales are advanced, proficient, basic, and minimal. During this time, the group also created a curriculum map. This work involved looking at reading and math standards for each of these grade levels and determining when the material should be taught and when those standards should be mastered. This past Monday, nearly all teachers in grades 5K through 5 attended a two-hour virtual training connected to our writing series, Being a Writer. The training focused on building writing stamina, using mentor texts to help teach writing, and conferring with students during writing to provide feedback and guidance. And on August 14th, sixth grade teacher Scotty Vasovich attended a meeting with the Provident Health Foundation. We are working on a grant to add two flex farms to the elementary school and two to the middle school. With these flex farms, we will have the ability to grow lettuce. Each flex farm holds approximately 280 lettuce plants, and a new crop can be harvested every 28 days. If we receive the grant, we are hoping to use the lettuce that we grow with our lunch program. Additionally, the growing process is directly connected to our science curriculum. And we may have an opportunity to add additional flex farms and grow other items, such as strawberries and certain spices, in the future.
Thank you. Mr. White.
Okay. The high school, middle school boiler replacement project has stalled due to the later than expected delivery of the new boilers. The latest word that I got just yesterday was that they will ship early next week, so we are still on track, fingers crossed, to finish before the cold weather sets in. The pumps and piping have been installed. Other than the stuff that they need to wait for until the boilers are actually here and the electrical has been started. If the boilers come in next week, things will be good. So our summer cleaning is wrapping up, and we have started painting in many areas of the buildings. The gym floors have been refinished. New mulch has been added to the playground areas at the elementary school. The cafeteria at the elementary school and the main hallway have received fresh coats of paint, and new cove base was installed in the main hallway. And overall, I think the elementary school is looking pretty sharp. The two new Chevy Traverses that were ordered in May have finally arrived. We are waiting for the Crivitz School District decals to be installed before we put them into service. One of them will be used primarily for special ed, and the other one will be more of a general purpose use. Our generator at the middle high school and our elevator system at the elementary school were recently tested and inspected. Although both passed, some minor corrections were noted and will be addressed soon. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. White. Mr. Schramm.
Good evening. Our IT support specialist has tendered his resignation. His last workday will be this Friday. I want to take a moment to sincerely thank Jim for all of his work and his efforts over the previous 15 months. We did post a position as soon as we were notified and received several applications. We were able to schedule interviews and select a candidate that will be brought forward for approval later in the week. We have made significant progress on our summer Chromebook project. All new student Chromebooks for grades 1, 5, and 9 have been labeled for inventory. Cases have been installed, paid with the student names, enrolled in our management systems, updated, and assigned to those students in Skyward. All non-new Chromebooks, cases, chargers, and bags have been reassigned to the students in our main grades. We're now wearing K-6 classroom carts, and then we will work to remove all withdrawals and prepare equipment for the new enrollments that have come in recently for all grades K-12. So there's light at the end of the tunnel, but we're a little ways away yet. And finally, I was recently notified that our district website host vendor, Blackboard Inc., has been purchased and acquired by another website platform company, FinalSight. Blackboard's website technologies are being phased out and replaced by those of FinalSight, which means that I'll be working to build a new district website from scratch. I had the intake conference yesterday and will work throughout the school year to construct our new site as time permits. I worked with Mrs. Robinson to select a theme that resembles and is very similar to our current website design, so visitors will experience a familiar layout and structure.
Thank you, Mr. Schramm.
You're welcome.
Items for discussion, A, facility assessment update.
All right, I'll read through what I have on here, but then there's some updates after that, actually. Tom White and I met virtually with two members of the Bray team. We were on track with the timeline that they laid out in their presentation. While working on the actual building assessment, they will also complete staff engagement in September and October, as well as community engagement sessions in October and November. The timeline includes presenting a final report to the board at the December meeting. There were actually two members of the Bray team here yesterday where they did the initial, where they come in and take pictures of every single room in the entire district. Both buildings, literally, they were in the vaults, in the every single tiny room. They're taking pictures, writing down notes, all of that. That is the one, when we met with them virtually, that was the first step. And then the week of the 28th, they will be coming here for the engineering piece of it, where they look at more of those technical issues. They'll work with Mr. White to walk around, see all of the systems, all of the, you know, roof stuff, all that kind of stuff. But this first one was just getting pictures and information. And yeah, they were here. It was a long day for them, but obviously that's what they do. And they were here from 8 till...
Five.
Yeah, and they were working. They were all over the place. I bet I'm in quite a few of those pictures, because everywhere I was, all of a sudden here they walk in getting pictures. But yeah, they're on track with that. The timeline that they presented in the meeting that we had was at June. They still have that same timeline. So that's important to me anyway, just kind of sticking to that. And they absolutely said, yeah, that's their plan. They should be able to complete all that. So they're, after the staff engagement and community engagement, they'll, you know, have some suggestions, but they'll just present what they found and then, again, have some ideas of directions to go from there. But that will be up to you guys on what actually happens. But December board meeting is where they should be presenting that. Any questions, discussion? Okay, good.
ACP update.
All right. So DPI has changed some of the requirements of ACP. Some of you have more information about what ACP is than others, because I know like Chris and some others have been on some of the panels in spring. So I'll read you what I put on there, and then I have the presentation or more information from Mrs. Graves and Mr. Bauman. So they've changed their ACP requirements. The academic and career planning process is completed over many years by students to explore their post-secondary options and pathways that they choose to pursue. So I included the portfolio requirement that we have, so you can see what they have to do for that. But with this, Mrs. Graves gave me some other info to just kind of update you on. Part of the state, and Mrs. Graves is sorry that she could not be here to present tonight. She wrote that. Part of the state ACP requirements is that we, the ACP committee, update the school board annually on our ACP plan. If you would like more information or have questions, or would like Mrs. Graves to present at a future board meeting more in depth, please let her know, and she will. ACP is embedded in the E4E statute. It's something for education. It's CISA 8 has it. I'll think of it in a little bit. Anyway, it's statute, which spans elementary, middle, and high school grade levels. It includes additional requirements as to how school districts must prepare elementary and secondary pupils for future employment, ensure technological literacy and to promote lifelong learning, promote good citizenship, promote cooperation among businesses, industry, labor, post-secondary schools, and public schools, and establish a role for public schools in the economic development of Wisconsin. When ACP started in 2017-18 school year, it wasn't very well received by staff and students. It was just another thing that we all needed to do. Since then, however, the importance has become more important with various opportunities we are able to provide our students in high school for their future. We are also witnessing young adults entering the workforce lacking core employability skills. So obviously this ACP is very important. The ACP process at the high school involves students having class with their ACP advisor 2 days a week. During this time, they may be learning employability skills, taking career interest inventories, or watching a video on the current labor market trends. The final part of the ACP process is when students present their ACP presentation. We designed this requirement with student growth and success in mind. It's a chance for students to showcase their amazing academic work, discover their strengths, and set meaningful goals for their future. We firmly believe that what students achieve in high school has a direct impact on their future opportunities, and this portfolio will help them understand that connection. Here are some of the great things that occurred this year. The High School Career Fair Day, students and presenters provided very positive feedback. Elementary Career Day, high school students were able to participate in many industry-related field trips. We sent out invitations for parents to attend their child's ACP presentation. We are looking at ways to improve this. Increased student participation in AP classes, the Northwoods Lab, as well as youth apprenticeship. Areas of growth for next year, streamline the ACP into 6th through 8th grade. We are implementing some great things at those grade levels. They just haven't been streamlined to the level that we have at the high school. Another area for growth is having sophomores participate in student-led conferences during the February parent-teacher conferences. We hope to utilize this opportunity for sophomores to reflect on current grades, their plans for the next 2 years of high school, and their goals for after high school. Sophomores have a lot of decisions to make when designing their schedule for their junior year. Do they plan to take AP classes? Do they plan to start a youth apprenticeship? Do they want to take classes through NWTC? And then the last one for area of growth for next year is start an ACP/business advisory board. We'd like to tap into different occupations and industries to find out what our students are lacking and add that information into the ACP curriculum. Finally, having a normal year last year allowed us to get back to improving on great things we do for students. As a committee, we were able to improve several things in our ACP process and are looking forward to continuing that work over the next year. Alex is very passionate about ACP, so please reach out to her if you have any ideas or questions. Please check out the ACP website, which is on our school's website under the counseling part, because it provides more information about that ACP process. That's a lot. Any questions?
Well, I
on
think
the ACP
on her saying about improving mm-hmm. on sending letters to the parents to come and see this. Mm-hmm. I've learned from many parents that they have said, "Oh, I'm going to come and see it," and the student has said no.
Well, the student doesn't want them to.
Well, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. You know, a lot of kids are nervous enough.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, in forensics, when you get up in front of a group, there's two other people in there and them. And so I think that's why mm-hmm. the parents aren't coming. Yeah. I don't think okay. that they wouldn't come because Bowers and all them. Irene said, she told me, no way, No way. So a lot of the parents are hurt.
So the presentation, they present their portfolio and again go through like their goals for after high school, what growth they've made. So they're working on this stuff from their freshman year on, and so they, and then it is in a portfolio, so they can really see, like, they take writing samples from their freshman year versus writing samples from their senior year and what their goals were and just, you know, what has changed and who they've become as a young adult. So it's presented in usually in early March of their senior year, the same day that the juniors are taking their ACT. So it's a pretty cool process. It's something, again, a lot of this is required, but the presentation and the portfolio piece is something that we've developed to help kind of have a culminating activity with it instead of just doing all these activities without kind of a final product and presentation. So.
And just, you know, just a word, I know a lot of schools when this first came out adopted yeah. part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided, the administration, everybody decided, this is what we want. We want the whole thing. And I'm certainly glad we did that.
Yeah, I agree.
It was probably one of the best things we've done.
Well, and if nothing else, not only are we developing those students with some of those skills and self-awareness, but I think it's also helping us as a district know, you know, and learn, like Alex was talking about, where the skill deficits are in our students when they're leaving, whether it's they're going to post-secondary or into the workforce, and so that we can help, you know, again, when I taught here, some of the days are on just some of the soft skills on working with other people and being on time and dress code stuff when you're in a workforce, you know, just some of those things that, you know, some of the general public has as a stigma for, you know, young adults coming out of school. So making sure we're working on some of those things. So
well, I think Lyle and Garrett or Leo or Lyle and I were probably in that since the first year. And
At the presentations?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this year, I mean, each year they've improved, but this year it was awesome. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of originality, and it wasn't just, you know, I have to do this, so here I am.
Yeah.
And it's made it.
How did they start the full process? What year do you remember with what graduating year?
So it was the 17-18, it would have been those freshmen. So what would that be, like 21 maybe? Was the ones that have had it all 4 years.
Again, 20 or 21. COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. So then COVID kind of put that in there.
So this was probably the first, yeah.
first year that it
but
was
they,
really.
They
you
started
know.
It in the 17-18 year, but those seniors had to do the presentation, but it was based on 1 year's worth
yeah.
of information
yeah.
or what they could pull from other things, but they didn't have a full 4 year portfolio.
And I don't think it's made a difference with the students, but even the instructors,
mm-hmm.
they know more about what needs to be and have developed
and what
right
those students' goals are,
yep.
you know, and helping them. Even with course selection, like, you know, their ACP advisor knows now what their goals are, what they're working towards, and can say, instead of just a counselor, you know, having being one point of contact that kind of advises them one way or the other, can say, well, if that's your goal, you know, these are some things that you should look at, you know, and maybe even like summer jobs and things like
yeah.
that to just have a better understanding of the students in their ACP and what their goals are. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool process.
Yeah.
Okay, 10 items scheduled for action. A, resignation.
IT support specialist James Levenhagen has tendered his resignation.
I make a motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passed. Item 2, part-time special education paraprofessional.
Part-time special education paraprofessional Nancy Worshelet? I don't know if
Worshelet
has tendered her resignation. Sorry, I'm usually pretty good with pronunciations, but not tonight.
That one's different.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by Lyle.
Second.
Second by Chris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Discussion? All those in favor? Oh, motion passed.
Getting the groove there,
yeah.
yeah.
Extracurricular assistant track coach.
Assistant track coach Ryan Reichert has tendered his resignation just for assistant track coach.
Motion made by Mike.
Second.
Second by Gary. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passed. B, appointments. Food service cook helper.
So the food service, the breakfast cook and the lunch helper, Amber Green is recommended for approval as that food service cook slash helper.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passed. Two, part-time special education paraprofessional.
All right, so they did do interviews, and Victoria Chapman is recommended for approval as a part-time special education paraprofessional.
I make that motion.
Motion made by Chris. Seconded by Mike. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
You can skip the next one. The library media assistant, we don't have a name today yet.
Okay, item four, IT support specialist.
Lindsay Schramm is recommended for approval as the IT support specialist.
Motion made by Mike.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Lyle. All those in favor?
So were there any other applicants?
Yes, yep, and we conducted interviews. And that was that is the recommendation from the interview.
And I had nothing against, I know you're a very conscientious man.
Yep.
But I mean, there was more than just Nick in the interview, I guess.
Yes.
Nick didn't attend the interview
For Lindsay, he abstained from Lindsay's interview. He was not in there.
Well done.
Yeah.
But I'm just headed.
Yep. Yep, and I was in on both interviews. And
so there were only two?
There were two interviews. There were three applicants.
Okay.
But two interviews, and it was very, I'm very confident in this decision.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was in on both of them. So we have a motion and a second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passed. Item five, summer IT helper.
JJ Brand is recommended for approval as a summer IT helper. We had some other ones that we had previous approved that their times fell through, they weren't able to,
okay.
So this is where we've had bad luck with some of that. So it seems like you're approving a lot, but it really is.
Well, I just thought it was kind of late to do a summer IT person.
And he started a little bit ago, but
okay.
So, yeah.
Make the motion.
Motion made by Chris.
Second.
Second by Mike. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passed. Item six, volunteers, chaperones.
List of volunteers and chaperones is included in your board packet. Board can approve them as a list or individually.
I'll make a motion to approve the list of volunteer chaperones.
Motion made by Lyle.
Second.
Second by Sunny. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstains? And blank abstains? Motion passed. C, 2023-2024 substitute staff list.
Board is asked to approve the 2023-2024 substitute staff list. list of staff is to be used as substitutes within the district is included in your packet and is recommended for approval.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by Gary.
Second.
Second by Sunny.
I have a question.
Yep, go ahead.
How do we go about getting our subs now? Do we still call as a school?
No.
That's...
We have a system.
Okay.
We have an automated system, so a teacher logs in or a staff member logs in, puts in their time off, and then that system, if it's emergency, like it, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's in the middle of the night or early in the morning, they put it in as emergency, and then the system automatically calls. Certainly, when there are days when, having been principal, when Cam or Jeff come in and they see there's a vacancy there, which the staff member still has to notify their supervisor, but when they see that there's a vacancy that there and nobody's filled it, they start calling or texting, and
okay.
you know, just still try to get that because it's a very It is a very automated system, and if you've ever gotten the call from it, it is awful to listen to. There is an app, so a lot of the subs will use the app to accept jobs, but one time in a different district, we used the same system, and they made a mistake, and so my absence, it called me for it, and I'm like, what is this? But, so we still do, the supervisors will still make those phone calls to to try to get them in case, like, oh, it's a number I don't know, I'm not answering it. Well, then it's going to follow up with a text from Cam or Jeff and try, please, can you even just do half the day? Can you do, you know, what can you do?
So it is a system. I remember some of our teachers who only do elementary, and they can put that in. Okay.
Yep.
I was just asked that last night.
Yeah, there are subs that prefer to only do
automatic.
Yep. Elementary or only do a subject at the high school or something.
Okay. Subs can actually block out dates that they're going to be in.
Yeah, I think, but I thought just because I know some of them won't do this grade.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion
passed. D, ACP adoption. Board is asked to approve the developed ACP plan as presented earlier in the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Second by Mike. Discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passed. E, future agenda items. Anything? And adjournment.
Okay.
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
To